You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
What's up, K-State Nation? This is another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Not a weekly edition, but a postcast. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things Kansas State. Recording this, actually, on Tuesday, late afternoon, ahead of our second recording in 5 days of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Me and Alex will get together and record another one here very shortly. And, of course, we'll record one on Thursday. Of course, the one we're going to record tonight. Hopefully, I'll have that posted by late tomorrow evening. And, of course, our usual weekly episode on Thursdays, our recording show on Thursdays, will come out probably over the weekend. So given some last minute change in schedules here, so I will leave that where that is right there, of course. And so if this is your first time listening to the Pro Project Podcast, welcome aboard to the pod. I'm glad you're able to join us here for a few minutes, as this will be a postcast about me. Yes, about me. Two races the last 2 weeks, get you caught up on that, and that's going to be that for this postcast edition of the show. Of course, we have Justin Hughes' episode up now, wherever you get your podcasts as well. And if you missed out on some of the other guests from earlier this summer, like Austin Buckey or Jasmine Halliburton, please go back and check those out as well in the Purple Project Podcast archives, folks, as we are beginning to ramp things up ahead of the 2023 K-State football season. Of course, it's all K-State sports. Not only just that, we got volleyball coming up. And oh, by the way, volleyball will be the topic of discussion in episode 168 of the Purple Project Podcast there for Wednesday night. And of course, I'm still planning out the over the weekend show there as well. So definitely make sure you check us out. Continue to like, subscribe, do all that stuff. If you're not a part of this podcast now, what are you waiting for? This is the perfect time to do that. I know it's 100 plus degrees out right now, but you better get on this right now, because once August hits, things are going to be full blow back to our usual schedule of five this week in mid-August, somewhere in there. So be out and look out for that. Okay, that house cleaning is done. All right, so postcast, two races. Yours truly is closing in on the century mark of races, where that's a 5K, 10K, half marathon. And I will throw in, of course, the ultra that I did a couple years ago during the COVID season as well. So that counts. Yes, I will count that. 50K, finished third there. Here at the Conta a couple years ago, doing a 50K, so that's in that mix as well. So I am right on the pure edge, folks, of that. And I will let your imagination be what it is there as well. Sunglasses 5K 2 weeks ago at Longview, right? Longview Lake. Yeah, I've never been there. In my time living at Blue Springs, we didn't even hear about this lake. Now, I mentioned that Midwest has lakes and beaches. Who knew, right? So Longview Lake made the drive, of course, from Manhattan, which has become the norm now. Happened to kind of do some budgeting a little bit there on hotels and all that other stuff. But that's another conversation for another podcast. But made the drive there to here to there, and was treated to a beautiful sunrise before everything started getting cooked up out there as well. Did end up finishing in the sixth spot, top 10. Did finish sixth. I think the time was mid-17, 17:38, if I remember correctly there. Yeah, it was a good mixture. Well, this is, of course, I'll be taking part in the Yeti Endurance Weekend Series, which that's going to be in November. Look, a lot's going to be on my plate for the fall. Originally, it was going to be just chill, but now all of a sudden, planning all of this out, is going to be a busy fall for yours truly. And of course, I haven't mentioned about applying. September is going to be huge, because obviously the applications for Boston will finally arrive, and I got a week to do that. So there's a lot going on. Heartland series that Kansas City Running Company is putting on. That is going to be, I'm excited. I'm stoked for that. If you go back earlier on this podcast, earlier this year, I did the, well, sort of, Heartland 39.3 series, which is all half marathons, which was Liberty, Rock the Parkway. I know I did Rock the Parkway for sure. Liberty, I think I did that as well. And of course, Windy, Garmin, Olathe. I was talking to one of my good friends about that, about that race there. But yeah, the Heartland 30K series last year, I only did the Plaza 10K, and this year I am going to be doing the entire thing. I got the Plaza 10K circled. I told a few people that already. I am super pumped up for that particular race there. And, of course, Casey Hustle Run the week after, the inaugural Casey Hustle Run there over there in Corporate Woods. And then they just unveiled recently, a couple of days ago, if not last weekend, the Boulevard 10K, if that's correct there, if my memory serves, there as well. So that is officially finally set after weeks and months of wondering what that third race is going to be. Well, there it is, right there, folks. So I'll be anticipating that. Yeah, September is going to be super crazy but fun at the same time. You got NFL football starting, college football, of course, K-State defending. Your defending Big 12 champs will be starting up their campaign as well. So yeah, it's just going to be a lot going on. Of course, I can throw in NASCAR too. That same weekend, Plaza 10K, that same day, is the Cup playoff race, which I'm kind of stewing over right now. Like I'm saying, I'm trying to plan this all out, how it's going to work, but I'm planning it all out now. So I won't have to worry about, well, of course, I'm going to have last minute changes like this week is concerned as well. And oh, by the way, this postcast will be up on Thursday night because we're going to have episode 168 late Wednesday night, hopefully up wherever you get your podcast. There as well. So yeah, sunglasses, course, other than being hot, well, has not a few whole lot of challenges there, maybe early on in the race there, but after that, again, I wanted to be a little bit more on a conservative side, given the fact that heat, if you go out your normal self, you are going to pay the price. So I wanted to race a little bit smarter, not harder. So, and then as usual, EG3 makes his way through the field pretty much, and that's kind of my main strength is, you know, go out a couple of pace and then just go to work on those guys, right? So yeah, end up finishing the sixth spot. I was in a heated battle with, I think his name was Landon, I'm not mistaken, but yeah, it was between me and another guy jostling back and forth in that last mile coming to the finish line there, and I got sixth place there, just mere minutes away from, or seconds away from, getting top five there as well. So, but yeah, all in all, wasn't too bad. I was impressed with everything there. So yeah, other than, yeah, you could take away the heat and everything else, it was nicely done as well. Who would have thought that Missouri would have a beach? Not me. Not me at all. There as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State and EG3 running adventures. Eddie Greer, the third host of this Purple Project Podcast, K-State Podcast. All things K-State, the football, basketball, track and field, cross country. You name it, K-State's got it. And we're excited to once again bring you more exciting coverage here on this particular podcast, by the way, there as well. All right, so that's in the books there. That was 2 weeks ago. Recently, made another inaugural trip last weekend to Atchison, Kansas. I had never been to Atchison, Kansas before, and it was a pretty easy drive, actually. left right after work. Wanted to get up there. Didn't really want to take a chance. Now, obviously, I can get on I-70 and coast all the way to KC, Overland Park, wherever the next KC running event is, right? But here, I didn't want to take a chance here because, with, of course, deer and everything else, you just never know when they're going to pop up nowadays, so you just want to get out there while it's light out, still, you know, sizzling out there, right? So got up there, made some good time up there, and yeah, it was pretty much straight four. I could have took 24 all the way there. Now, 24, for those of you who are not familiar with Kansas Highways, that is the main, one of the main roads in town, which starts at the mall, right, here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm talking about Manhattan, Kansas, right? And it goes all the way through the west side of town. You're going to go through Green Valley. That's where Christian Flint Hills Christian School is. And, yeah, take Waumega and all that. I can explain. I can go on and on. But, yeah, that's the point there. 24, that will take you through, yeah, Rossville to a little bit, well, the other side of Topeka and Valley Falls. And went by Jefferson West. Yep, Jefferson West. Why did I say that? Because I covered Rock Creek football a couple years ago, and yeah, we know how that happened, right? Yeah, so Jefferson West, not a good football team. Sorry to throw shade on the bus here on a K-State podcast, but just saying. But yeah, after that, it was just smooth sailing over there, up there to Atchison. Not a bad town. Man, not a bad town at all, but there was something going on Friday night. Now, obviously, yeah, summer work. Well, now it's going to be more like fall here, but it's still summer workouts for the football team. It was like that. There was something going on in town besides the races the next day, right? There are people like just like all over the place, man. But managed to get there in the nick of 10 minutes before they closed down the YMCA. Atchison there got the bib and everything else, and of course, yeah, I didn't get a shirt, but I ain't too worried about that. You know, I'm just there to race, man. I got plenty of race shirts, and the way that this is going, this year, I would have never thought to be racing this much. But it's also kudos to the it's all about fellowship as well. So that's it goes half and half there as well. So I did not expect going back all the way, if you wind back to the beginning of 2023, right, that I'll be racing. I'm like 10 plus races down in. Unbelievable. That is crazy. And you throw in the Bill Snyder win in the month of May, right? So, which is on this podcast. Well, I talked about that on this podcast, if you want to check that out as well. That's a postcast too. But yeah, so all that done, get through all the hectic small town traffic in Atchison, right? Chill, and then race day, right? So race day, do the usual, did more than 3 miles. We got lucky on this one, man. Woo! The weather was awesome last Saturday morning. It was awesome. And I told a few people this last weekend. They should have moved the time spot back to 30 minutes to 7 o'clock. And it would have been perfect right there. And I could have stayed out there and did 10 miles, another 4 or 5 miles. That's how good I was feeling. That's how good I was feeling. The race itself, solid. Never done an 8K before up until now. That has been accomplished. Your boy came in the third spot. After again letting things play out a little bit in the first mile, and then again do like I always do, just go work on another person, try to pass them, you know, do Eddie like stuff, right? So yeah, end up third. And yeah, Atchison, boy, I know Kansas City got some hills, right? KKC, right, got some hills. But Atchison, damn, yeah, Atchison got some hills, man. Did a little recon the night, went on a walk the night before the race. Oh man, they got some serious hills up there. I mean, hey, your perception, my perception of the state of Kansas over the years has changed. Where when I lived, wasn't even over here in the Midwest. Kansas is flat, man. All the Midwest states out there, yeah, they ain't nothing. They're flat, right? Not even close. if you don't train on hills, whatnot, you're pretty much done. You're pretty much done. And there was a hill late there that I actually ran twice. I ran that in my 6 mile run prior to that, so I actually knew what to expect, actually, so I kind of cheated a little bit there, but managed to get through it in the race conditions okay, actually, there. In the pack, there was a good battle between me and the fourth place guy because, which ended up being, because I thought initially I was in fourth, fifth initially, and so I was catching these guys going up the hill, downhill, and then going up that hill, it was just a seesaw battle there, and then eventually I was able to pass him top of the hill, and I thought I was going to run down, which eventually was second spot. I had no idea, no idea where I was, but I'm pretty sure there for a moment I got a run off that top hill coming to the last mile, which was the finish was downhill, right, and going back to the YMCA at Atchison, right. So at that point, I felt a lot of momentum off the hill, and I thought for a second I was going to run down the next guy, but he was just a tad too far. But hey, overall top three, that's not too bad. Not too bad at all in a 28:54 8K. And for those that don't know, 8K converted to miles, that is shy of 5 miles. So if you look at it this way, this is good 10K training for what it is. I'm looking forward to the next 8K, which is next month, which could be big. Let me say that right now, and I'm gonna stop right there before I give it all away. But yeah, absolutely, very tough course. But there's hills in my neighborhood, obviously, hills in Manhattan. If you're not training on hills, if you don't have hills, you're out to lunch pretty much there. So I knew I did a little extra hills for preparation for that, paid off. I mean, I run on hills every day anyway, so it didn't bother me too much there as well, except you're racing hard. You're not just going at an easy pace. You're going at it hard, and you're there to race, right? You're not out there to take a leisurely jog and all that other stuff, right? So, yeah, top three, really almost got the second, which I thought would be fourth. I might have miscounted there or what, but yeah, trying to keep up with these young cats, right? Which is seem to be the theme, at least for me anyways, when trying to win it outright, right? And of course, oh yeah, by the way, let's see, I won the age group for this one. Trying to think for sunglasses, let me go back, I got it up here real quick. Yeah, so age group wise, won both of those races. 6 at sunglass overall, winner age group division, at now at Atchison, which is pool was called what call it the fun they call it the Amelia then yes the Amelia Earhart fun run the AK style. So one age group there, so I've been kind of been on a roll here, at least on that part. But I just got a feeling another W is coming somewhere. I don't know when, I don't know where. I mean, the big races, they can be hit and miss because you're focused on time. So like the Garmin KC half coming up. They got Des Moines coming up. So those are be time focused there. But these small races, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I just got a feeling running up front consistently, as in NASCAR terms, right? If you run up there consistently enough and be around up front more, you're going to win a race somewhere. And look, I have won my share races this year for sure, but I just left that feeling like, oh, there's another one coming somewhere. So I don't know where. I can't predict. I'm not gonna make a bold prediction on this podcast here tonight, here this afternoon. I'm just saying. So everything right now is kind of moving along here in the summer as we're approaching already the end of July. So very anxious to see what's next there as well. Like I said at the top of the pod, K-State Nation and other folks who listen to this podcast or new to the show that I've gotten recently on the show. So shout out to you guys for checking this podcast out. Again, make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple, Audioboom, and a few more other podcast platforms as well. But yeah, so stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned, folks. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen next as well. Like I said, the Heartland series coming up this fall. Another marathon coming. Which is part of the I-35 challenge I'm doing. So I'm writing all this out, what I got to do. So yeah, fall 2023 is going to be super busy for truly. And of course, keeping up with K-State's doing on the football field. We had big news actually in basketball. I'm going to save that for the weekly edition, our first weekly edition of the week coming up when me and Alex get together here tonight and record that podcast there as well. And we're going to talk volleyball as well. That's going to be mainly the discussion there, as we've been having, of course, with summer and everything else, traveling, either traveling to KC like Alex did back home. We'll talk about that as well. Or just running around between Kansas City, Atchison, and whatever place I might be going next. So yeah, but we're getting a lot of K-State coverage here. We're going to be ramping things back up here in just a few weeks for that. So very anxious to get it all kicked off here on this podcast. But yeah, that's two races. Meaning to hop on this mic and get you caught up, but I just haven't found the time until now. Before me and Alex get together and record that podcast, episode 168 of the podcast tonight there as well. So looking forward to that as well. So definitely there is that. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap things up for right now. I'm going to put a pin on that for right now for this edition of the podcast here. Again, if you're new to the show, welcome on board the pod. You like what you're hearing? I know this is not K-State material, but this is your host material. You're going to get a lot of K-State material up right up until and through the 2023 football campaign. You want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast there. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what the deal is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. And, of course, here and there, Eddie's adventures in running. And they're going to be ramping up as those races. Okay, there we go. I'm looking for the closing music here for this podcast. There we go. So there is that as well. So that all, I told you guys pretty much most of that, except for a couple of races there to be determined as I speak. One of them is going to be finalized tonight. So that's why I said stay tuned. But anyways, that's going to do it for right now. Stay tuned, K-State Nation, for more Purple Project Podcast content coming your way this week. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast.